KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Sparin 37, good morning. George Plummer in with Coop 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, January 27th. News brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Ferguson Funeral Home, and DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning. It's going to be a nice day today, a nice weekend, really. Sunshine, highs around 60 both today and tomorrow. Maybe a little breezy today. Another suspended Chickasha school employee to have a hearing during a special school board meeting. The story coming up at today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Another special meeting of the Chickasha School Board of Education next week. The panel to act on the recommendation that the school district's director of special services be fired. Pam Huggins, among several employees suspended last month, it's believed Huggins is accused of failure to report child abuse of a special needs student. The hearing, scheduled to be held during an open session of the school board Monday night, to include statements from former interim superintendent Cindy Schmidt, as well as from Huggins or her attorney, cross-examination, rebuttal, and even questions from school board members. Now, the panel could opt to go right into a closed-door meeting, as they did this past week in a due process hearing with former transportation director Pete Bush. It was also recommended that Bush be fired, but after negotiating with school attorneys, he opted to resign. The meeting Monday night, as we mentioned, it'll be 6 o'clock at the middle school auditorium, and Cool 105 will live stream the school board meeting on the website cool1055fm.com. You'll go to the sports tab, then click on the Chickasha sports link to find the event. A Lindsay man dies when his Can-Am Spyder was part of a chain reaction traffic accident. 61-year-old Tony Dutton died in the crash, which happened about 7:30 Friday morning. The crash occurred 3 miles south of Lindsay on Highway 76. The Highway Patrol reporting Dutton's Can-Am was the third of four vehicles traveling southbound on the highway. Dutton's vehicle was rear-ended by a pickup, causing a collision with two other vehicles. Dutton, who was wearing a helmet, was ejected from the motorcycle, died at the scene. None of the drivers of the other vehicles were hurt. A different kind of scam being investigated in Caddo County, where victims say they were tricked into paying for a big game hunting trip that never happened. Investigators say at least 20 people paid to go on a guided elk hunt. When they arrived at a pre-designated site, the guide never showed up. Some of the victims said they paid $1,000 or more to go on the expedition. Officials with the state wildlife department say elk hunting is legal in the right circumstances. However, Oklahoma does not require hunting guides to have licenses, and that makes it difficult to track down any suspects. Investigators do have a person of interest they're looking for. Anyone who may have been victimized or may have information that can help find the scam artist is asked to contact the Caddo County Sheriff's Office. More cool news coming right up.
Plans for the new year never include the loss of a loved one. We have no control of the future, but we can avoid misunderstandings, emotional stress, and financial burdens at a very difficult time. Pre-planning your funeral is the best decision you can make to protect your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment to discuss your future with no pressure or obligation. Ferguson Funeral Home, caring service from our family to yours.
A disturbing discovery in Bray, where the bodies of two horses were found. Stevens County authorities investigating and may consider pursuing animal cruelty charges against the owner. KSWO-TV reporting a witness telling authorities one of the horses had a rope tied around its neck and appeared it was alive when it had been dragged into the woods from a nearby ranch. Remains of another horse were so old they were just a pile of bones. The witness claims it looked like the animal's head had been bashed in with a hammer. The man said the carcasses should have been buried. The witness did not want to be identified. Here's what we're talking about this weekend, the Chickasha Library's annual chocolate celebration coming up. And we have Library Director Lily Huckabee and Friends of the Library member Angie Lewis on our Cool Conversation program this morning to talk about that event and other happenings at the library. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, Alex School Superintendent Jason James will discuss what he thinks is needed to happen in public education. Both programs coming up next hour. the cool conversation right after the 8 o'clock news, followed by Real Estate Today at 8:30. We do have links to both programs on our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 64-year-old Sandra Killian of Tuttle. Memorial service will be at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Tuttle First Assembly of God. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, sunny, breezy, and warm today. Not quite as windy tomorrow. We'll have temps around 60 right to today and tomorrow. Right now it's fair 37 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
In sports, the Chickasha High School basketball teams at Paul's Valley last night, and a heartbreaking loss for the boys. Paul's Valley scored with 14 and a half seconds remaining in the game. The Chicks missed a shot at the buzzer, and the Chicks fall 49-48. Paul's Valley, by the way, never led the game until they hit that late basket. The Chicks gave up an 11-point lead that they had at halftime. Ethan Christian had 14 points. David Thibodeau-Benoit, 10 for CHS. The Lady Chicks lost to Paul's Valley, 75-23. Paul's Valley girls ranked 11th in Class 4A. Top scorer for Chickasha was Lexi Albright, scoring all six of her points in the fourth quarter. Other basketball last night, AMPO sweeps Fletcher. Boys win 54-23. Girls win a three-point game, 43-40. Minko takes two from Rush Springs. The boys win 71-27. Girls win 58-54. And Alex sweeps Walters last night. The boys win 46-29. Girls win 47-37. Gracemont and Cement split their games last night. Gracemont boys won 52-33. Cement girls won 46-39. Anadarko takes two from Cash. The boys win 46-32. Girls win 63-28. Fort Cobb-Broxton takes two from Carnegie. Fort Cobb-Broxton boys win 72-50. The girls won 61-40. Lokiba Sickles over Sentinel two times. The boys won 80-21. Girls won 42-28. Blanchard sweeps Bridge Creek. Boys won a five-point game, 52-47. Girls won 38-23. And Community Christian sweeps Dibble. Boys won 52-42. Girls won 55-41. Marlow gets two wins over Tuttle. Marlow boys win a six-point game, 49-43. Marlow girls won a four-point contest, 40-36. Washington gets two over Newcastle. Boys won 64-45. Girls won a three-point game, 36-33, and Lindsay and Bethany split their games. Bethany boys won 72-66. The Leopardettes won 47-39. High school basketball tonight, Dibble at AMPO, Union City at Ninnikah, Verdon at Gary, Anadarko traveling out to Weatherford, Washington at Blanchard, Riverside at home with Sequoia Tahlequah. The Chickasha High School Wrestling Tournament continuing today. Consolation and championship round matches starting at 6 o'clock tonight at the CHS Sports Arena. College basketball, first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference men's basketball standings on the line today. When number 15-ranked USAO travels to Fort Worth to take on the defending NAIA national champion Texas Wesleyan Rams. Both teams sport an 8-3 record. And while USAO has won five in a row, the Rams have a conference-best eight-game winning streak going on right now. The two teams played an even contest at USAO last month, which Texas Wesleyan won 77-73. And the USAO women remain tied for second place in the conference. They're looking for the regular season sweep over Texas Wesleyan. Lady Drovers won by 20 when the teams played in Chickasha last month. USAO's baseball team had their season openers yesterday, a doubleheader against Our Lady of the Lake in San Antonio, Texas. The 11th-ranked Drovers lost the first game 4-2, but scored a 12-1 win in the second. The teams wrap up their three-game series today. And the Oklahoma City Thunder have an afternoon game today as they play at Detroit. Our Cool News weather and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.